such depth, such eloquency in speaking with so much purity. And then our dear Madhupati Prabhu and these wonderful two young souls, they actually demonstrated the importance of chanting, the obstacles in chanting, the solutions for attentive chanting. I wonder myself also now what more to say and what more to come actually tomorrow in the evening also. There's so much has been said. But we'll touch upon a few things. I'll try to keep it short so that we can all go for lunch. Sure you're hungry. But I was thinking one thing we can do very quickly. We have Prem Chirpu is here? No. We might have 30, 40 minutes max. We can start with, if you can find three or four devotees around you, if you please make a quickly a group of four devotees and discuss about the obstacles in chanting from your own personal life, personal experience. Yeah? And you have 10 minutes. One of you can be the lead in the group and you write some points on your phone or your piece of paper that we can then discuss on the whiteboard very quickly. So please make a group. At least three devotees. If you can have four, that's nice. If you have more friends and you want to make five, that's okay. In a group, first thing is to declare a group lead who will take the notes. And then that group lead will make some notes. And group lead duty is to engage everybody nicely. You can also discuss what I've tried about your obstacle, what worked in the past. That's also good. Hare Krishna. So let's come together. How do we do it? Hare Krishna. So we can start. Surbhi Sundarachal, she will help us to make some points on the whiteboard. You can stay in your group, but just face this way so we can all see each other. Everybody can see the board or it's too small? Too small, right? Can bring it a little bit closer. So what we'll do, we'll have each group make first one point. Your lead will make one point so that we can go through all the groups. Yeah, we don't want to get just stuck with one group saying so many things and none of us don't get the chance. So Mataji is first. Yes, please go ahead. 1 second. Is there a mic for the group?
I think this one is good. Right? Yeah. Oh. This one is... Hare Krishna.
Oh, it's good. Thinking about a to-do list in the morning time, like all the responsibilities, taking care of the kids and...
Everybody can hear?
Hare Krishna.
So, please also... one humble request as a facilitator. I'm not giving any lecture. I'm facilitating. I'm coordinating. Please pay 100% attention to whoever is speaking. 100%, not 99. No side conversation. And if you have something, please raise hand. We will give you a chance. It's very important. It's a respect. It's a Vaishnava etiquette to hear. Give your 100% to the speaker, please.
So one of the obstacles is most of the Matajis will make the to-do list in the mind while chanting that, okay, they have so many responsibilities to take care of, home, work. Yeah.
To-do list. So she mentioned, Mataji's, Prabhuji's also it's the same issue with us also, to make to-do list in the morning. And somehow chanting helps. Somehow there is a science behind. Madhavi Prabhu was mentioning about these beta cells. Chanting brings us, our mind, to the stage that your to-do list becomes very nice. You can actually think through during chanting. So you like to make your to-do list during the chanting. So that's one obstacle on the path of chanting, that our mind goes to make a to-do list. All of us have that problem, no matter who we are. Second, Prabhuji's back. Inattentive chanting. Anything? So, also please, as a lead, something particular, like inattentive chanting has many components. Madhavi Prabhu was nicely mentioning about the distraction, the laziness. Something particular, practical, in an intent, yeah.
It's, I guess it's mostly because of a lack of regulated lifestyle, not waking up and sleeping in the correct times. So that causes, like, you're tired, makes you not chant properly.
Okay. So we are tired. Too many work hours or
yes.
Sleeping late at night.
Yes.
Sleeping
not,
late at night.
Not having regulated life.
Not a regulated life. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna.
I'm sure that's this one, not having regulator lights, is in everybody's group.
Yeah, yeah.
You all agree?
Yes.
It's universal,
yeah.
International, universe, global, cosmic problem. Right? Sundari, she liked Sarvi Sundarachal, cosmic. She likes English. Sometimes some words come out of my mind. She likes. So, another group?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes. Where are we? Us.
Yeah, one of the obstacles shared here was the mind wandering in too many places and the focus was not actually proper. So that was a common obstacle shared by two devotees.
Mind, and all the speakers since this morning spoke again and again, and I think we're going to hear this for eternity. Mind problem, mind distraction. But here is something different is, you probably see all of you, to-do list and too tired, not having a regulator lifestyle. These are a little bit gross, right? It's on the physical level. But Prabhuji, what he's saying now is on a subtle level, mind issue. And it's very, very serious. Because you can't see it. What you can see, it's easy to fix. But you can't see the subtle. I wish we had like 2-3 hours to talk about it, but we don't have much time. But wandering mind, and that's universal cosmic problem from day one. And it's probably going to stay there until we leave. We wish we can conquer. But Arjun could not conquer. Arjuna had the same problem. Another group?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so kind of related to this, like, having an unregulated lifestyle thing, is that some of us were finding that because of work, it's, like, very difficult to always do our chanting in the same place at the same time every day. Like, half of us are, like, doing, like, commuting japa and things like that. So it's very easy for, like, the senses to go out if you're chanting sometime in the day, like, outside of the home.
Chanting outside of the home?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At workplace?
Not, like, at the workplace, but, like I, for instance, I have, like,
driving.
5 hours commute on New Jersey Transit. It's, like, nice time to chant. But it's also, like, the senses can really go
in
out.
In the bus or in the train?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you don't get the same seat. You have to get your GPS right, you know, you get the same seat every day. I usually stay in the last car in the train. I also sit in the train every
car.
Day.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, the quiet.
So usually you get the same because people have their defined seats, you know, they love it. So, yeah, that's... So, say a little bit more. I want to hear a little more.
That it's just for different people in our group, like, sometimes, like, if you're not able to finish all your chanting before you go to work, then you're, like, waiting to finish it when you get home from work, and then the mind is at that point kind of more tamasic, or, like, you have to deal with family things when you get home.
Everybody
so.
Heard? Yep.
Yes.
That's a universal issue. Just as a lighter note, just to make your mind a little bit more comfortable, easy, His Divine Grace, as long as he worked, he usually would chant 8 rounds in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, and 4 in the evening. So, it's alright. It's alright. It's best if we can finish 16, but I'm sure you all raise hands, look in your hearts. 90% of us cannot finish 16 in the morning, especially with children and so many other things. And so you're okay. It's okay. Don't feel so bad. Next. Yes, Prabhu.
Like unplanned activity comes up, like office issues come up, so we need to address them. So chanting takes lesser importance.
During chanting? Because
office work comes up. Emergency, office emergencies.
Okay, you get a phone call or a text message that get on the VPN connection and log in. Huh?
Production issue.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what.
Correct. Any? Number on the calls. Some services needed. So, and that's a very real problem. We are all, most of us are on 24/7 work schedule now. I don't know if anybody work here for the government. If you work for federal government, it's not so bad. My dear worshipable devotee, Dhirgavin Prabhu, he worked for New Jersey, New York Transit Authority. So some of these very big companies, they have figured out how to give some comfort to their employees and not to bother them 24/7. But most of us land up now in 24/7 setup. So your phone has to be with you. I mean, I travel to India, to Panama, to Puerto Rico. I travel so many places, but I have to take my notebook. So if any time they want me to do VPN and connect and look at, then I have to. And that's a cause of distraction. It's real. It's not something. Any with this group missing?
Additionally,
Ajit Krishna Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu, please go ahead.
Additionally, we find that some of us allow the telephone to distract us. So yeah. You hear a pling on your phone. You just pick it up and you continue chanting. You keep looking at your phone. Telephone.
Cell phone.
Yeah. Yes. Major distraction.
It's a big distraction. I'm sure you all share that also.
Yes.
How many other groups shared the cell phone issue? Yeah. WhatsApps. I don't want to go into the solution mode at this, but we kind of don't have so much time that we wait. And there is not any cookie cutter solution also. So I'm hoping by this list, you kind of, it's giving you some time to introspect. It's giving you some hints. And then you meet your Shiksha Guru, Diksha Gurus and say, okay, this is what my pain points are. Right? We all have pain points. Any? Pain points.
He's putting me on the spot here. That's coming.
What if you don't like that solution?
That's coming.
You know, say Devakinandan is no good. It's, to be very honest, solutions are subjectives. Yeah? Everybody's lifestyle is different. Everybody's conditioning is different. The karmic reactions are different. Some of us are going through heavy relationship issues. Relationship, husband, wife, children, at work. So you have to deal with those issues. So if I say some solution that may apply to you but may not apply to me. But something generic, we can say, but solutions are very subjective. That's why I requested whoever you have faith in, trust in, your Shiksha Diksha Guru, you please go and ask, this is the struggle I have and I don't know how to overcome, conquer. Please help me. By hearing this Japa retreat again and again, the previous Japa retreat lectures, Maharaj goes really in depth into solutions also. So please stay tuned.
I think, Prabhu, one solution, general solution, I got that inattentively, if you chant the holy name, it helps actually. Any problem.
Yeah, Prabhuji has a good point. Even inattentive, because it's Krishna's name dancing on your tongue, some purification got to happen, no matter what. Especially, now your solution, I'm giving you all the credit. Especially if you're chanting with proper attitude. Now I don't want to put him on the spot. But he has an amazing attitude towards devotees and Krishna. Very humble. Our previous presentation, even before that, and Maharaj also mentioned again and again, Srila Haridas Thakur name comes so many times. Why he's a Namacharya, not that because he was chanting 196 rounds a day. Some people think that way. That because he was chanting so many rounds a day, almost 22 hours a day. There is another reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picks him up and say, you are the Namacharya. Because Srila Haridas Thakur's intention, not the attention, we're talking about attention here, right? The issues, these are the attention issues. We're not attentive. But his intentions, his attitude was perfect. Attitude was perfectly Vaishnava attitude. And what was that? He always thought that I don't deserve to chant the holy names. Because I'm a Muslim, I come from a military family, I have no right. So when you have that attitude that I have no right to get a connection, but Krishna somehow still bestowing, Devotees were telling him, we will take you to Jagannath Puri temple. He said, no, hold on. They don't allow Muslims, so I must not go. I have no qualification to go to see Lord Jagannath. But it's explained that Jagannath will come at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day with his Mahaprasad to give to Srila Haridas Thakur. So if Srila Haridas Thakur's mood, His Holiness Ramapada Maharaj was also talking about the mood behind the chanting, the intention behind the chanting. So if you as a Vaishnava, he has that amazing mood. So if you have that mood, then even inattentive chanting can bring greater results. Because Krishna is so kind. Yeah, he will do the needful. I went into this lecture mode. There's more? Yes, Ajit Krishna.
Yeah, there is no enjoyment while chanting. I mean, no enthusiasm. Yeah. So therefore there's no interest, no ruchi.
Dry.
It's dry. Mystical.
Yeah. It's dry. No ruchi, no taste, you said, yeah. Mm. Anybody else? Mataji? She's going to help your husband, yes.
Sorry.
Health issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there were many things like laziness and time management. I think those are already covered in...
Health issues. Because we are told... You saw Madhuri Prabhu's nice presentation. The posture is so important, right? But many of us, as we grow, we're going to see health issues. We can't sit on the chair properly. Forget about sitting folded legs. It's a genuine challenge. And if we sit, okay, after 7 minutes, 10 minutes, my knees are hurting, now I need to move. But then we are told that, hey, if you move, you can't focus. So there is a genuine issue that many of us have to deal with. Therefore, I think Subal Prabhu mentioned nicely, this regulated lifestyle. What do you eat? What time you sleep? You sleep on a good mattress. So all these little things, they then come to the point that, okay, now I have to do yoga, I have to do these exercises so that you can sit. At least you can sit on a chair, if not on the floor. Because it is important. Walking is okay, but not perfect. Definitely not perfect. You took a vow. You took a vow. Yeah. That's an obstacle. And many of us have taken initiation and we took a vow of 16 and because of the vow we push ourselves. If we have not taken a vow, I think my wife was telling me the other day, just recently, that if we haven't taken initiation, we probably would not be chanting 16 rounds today. And I agree. So even if we don't have taste today, one Vaishnava mentions that chanting is like a medicine. Patient is chronic patient, We all are chronic patients. We have no taste. Jaundice, Prabhupada gave example of jaundice. So we have this chronic disease for lifetimes. We've been looking for some medicine to cure my chronic disease. Could not find that medicine. Eventually, at the lotus feet of His divine grace, the medicine has come. We have started taking. Medicine starts working. But the effect we see is very little. It's not, we have to take the medicine more and more and more. For longer time. It could be 5, 10, 50, maybe lifetime, maybe another lifetime. We don't know. But the beauty is, the comforting factor is that we have gotten the right medicine. Right? Generally, we go to so many doctors, we have chronic disease, especially at cancer level. You don't even get the right diagnosis, so you get the right medicine. They just push you through some scanning machines for many months and then surgery and then you die. We have gotten the right medicine. That's such a special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, that they have given us the medicine for free. So that's very comforting. I personally like to find these comforting, because otherwise it's very difficult. The philosophical part is very challenging. We can hear, we nurture our, nourish our minds with philosophy, but then when we go home, we face these challenges. And so, it's good. Anybody else? Any other group? Yes, Prabhu.
Any specific event, if it happens for the family or anyone, that may distract your whole chanting also for some time.
Some specific event happened in the family that will distract your chanting for some time, yeah. Sometimes some accident, some death in the family. Yeah. We are told to take deeper shelter when there's an accident. We're told. Philosophically, we understand it. That if there is a bigger problem, then my shelter has to be bigger. One devotee gave a very nice example. He said he went to Florida and there was some big hurricane. And he got stuck in somebody's house. And he's seeing through the window that water is coming up outside the house. It's 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, 4 foot. And he's saying, I can't get out of here. Now forget about getting out of the house. He started feeling that I will be drowned in next 4 or 5 hours. I can't get out. I can't go out of 4 or 5 feet. Water, but then if it keeps rising, so he got so afraid, he said, I have to find something where water will not come through so I can save myself. So he started looking around frantically and then he found what? It was somebody else's house, so it was not so easy for him to find all the corners. But he started opening and he found that there is a little door that goes into the attic. And he went into the attic and from the attic he started seeing water. But he felt unsafe. The attic was like another 10 feet he got more, right? And then slowly he started seeing, okay, water is going down, reciting, and he was okay. So it's told to us by our gurus that when we're in a bigger, deeper, challenging situations, then our shelter has to be bigger. Then we have to find that attic. We all have to find that attic. Otherwise, we will drown. I will drown first. We will, it's, there is no recourse. Yeah? But good point. It happens. It's kind of a little bit unfortunate because if we see, I was just thinking, if Srila Haridas Thakur was able to surrender to that level, Prahlad Maharaj was able to surrender, Kunti Maharani is able to surrender, Amrish Maharaj, all these Vaishnavas were able to surrender 100% because they they all thought that they don't deserve it. And they put themselves in the hands of the Lords. They were able to surrender. But they all surrendered because they had all these big challenges. Right? One Vaishnava was mentioning that Kunti Maharani had the Shakti. She could have called. She was suffering in the house. This is some relationship seminar I was listening to. They said, why Kunti Maharani had to suffer in the house of the Pandavas and Kauravas where they were fighting? Nobody liked anybody else. So Kunti Maharani could have called Krishna and said, Krishna, just take me out of here. I'm suffering. And that's how we see divorces happen in our relationships here. But she never called. She never called Krishna saying, take me out of here. She knew Krishna can do this magic thing, no problem. But she wanted to go through that experience, taking the shelter, and she becomes Maharani. We have Maharajas, Kunti Maharani, right? The most exalted Vaishnavi we ever know. So yeah, what do they call? Challenges bring opportunities. Obstacles open up the doors for so many opportunities. And generally, my small realization, Satyendra Maharaj mentioned this so nicely, devotees, who was saying, I met some devotee in New Vrindavan. Sorry, I'm forgetting his name. He mentioned so nicely. He said he's been traveling in the poor countries, so-called poor, but we think America is opulent. But this Slovakia and Ukraine, those were like good countries, but after the division, so many problems. He said devotees in those countries are so receptive to Krishna consciousness. They put their hearts, because they have nothing to depend on, and they know that if they take seriously to Krishna consciousness, their whatever sadness, whatever miseries, whatever problems, Krishna will take care. He said, when I come to America, you do some Kirtan Mela, you get, you know, maybe 200 people. In Ukraine, some of these Kirtan Mela, 10,000 devotees come. And it's new. The Krishna consciousness in these countries, it's not as old as America. You know, this is 52-53-year-old system here. So yeah, thank you for making us think along those lines. Anybody else? I would like to also end because it's very interesting. Any last comment? Madhavati Prabhu, you want to share something? Yes, sir. Turn it on.
Honestly, I'm telling you that we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know, we love Him. Sometimes, in the mind, it is saying that, why you should accept the Krishna? It's the mind, different. We know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but mind is such a way, it is defending me that we should not go there.
Yeah. So that's a comment.
So this is one of the obstacles.
Obstacle, I see. Yeah, that's why japa retreats are so important. That's why hearing from pure souls, from sadhus, so important. Because that hearing will penetrate in the inner cores of our minds and hearts. And our heart will illuminate with this knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Krishna is my Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhana. That now it's only a lip language, right? It's a lip, I can say it. But to actually feel it in your heart and find that connection, it can take time. I just started taking my medicine, so it will take time. So no worries. You're in good hands.
No, that is creating the obstacle, Prabhu, to progress in my Krishna consciousness, right?
You said it's a problem?
Yes, to progress in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, so we all have so many problems, but if we are, I usually mention this, that as long as we are on the right track, as long as you are heading north, in India at least I know, you are heading north, you will end up in Kashmir. Not so many people want to go there today, but it's getting better. I think it's going to get better. But if I'm going south, then I'm in Kanyakumari. So, as long as I'm going north means the right direction, then these problems will find their solutions on the way. Yeah? If you see, you never been to, you've been to Govardhan Parikrama or something?
Yes.
So when you do Govardhan Parikrama, it just occurred to me something. When you start, you feel like, oh, hold on, 22 kilometers, no way. Me as a human being, you know, who can't even go up these 7 steps in the subway and breathe heavily after that, it's 22 kilometers, nothing, it will not happen. But you start, and then you see other people, and you see the Govardhan, and you see sadhu, you see people who are doing this dandavat parikrama, right? They take whatever, 10, 12 days, then you feel, okay, I'm not alone, and I'm much better than some, you know, I can, and my wife can do it. I mean, this time I went, and my wife is, you know, not with shoes, and I said, how am I going to do without shoes? Impossible. But watching her, I somehow did it. I damaged some of my...
Prabhu, just one point, last point. I'm not take much time, but question is that, Prabhu, we love Krishna. We know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We love Krishna, but when we think about this, we are going away from Krishna, we are something negative about the Krishna. So I think that how we love, it is not love, right? I'm loving Krishna, but I'm thinking that other thing about Krishna. So that is not the love also.
So that's why we mentioned love is in the intentions. Not so much in the attention. Intentions has the expression of your love. So if your intentions are right, if your attitude is right, you're very careful with the devotees, with Vaishnava etiquette, with the relationships, then love is there. Maybe it's not manifesting in its full form today, but it's there. Because you're very careful that
The question is that, Prabhu, love is there, you are talking love. If this love is there, why the negative thinking is coming up? We should love properly, right? Clearly.
We'll continue.
Yes.
Some of our speakers mentioned Burijan Prabhu. This, our Vaishnavis also, they gave this one mantra at a time. One mantra at a time. It's really very powerful. When I heard this almost 15 years ago, I heard Burijan Prabhu's lecture. And he went through this whole exercise. Burijan Prabhu did some seminar at Radha Gopinath temple. And that was like original, one of those original seminars he gave. And when he did that one mantra at a time, and he asked everybody to chant the whole one round with one mantra at a time, very, very powerful. So please take that home. His Grace Ravinder Subroop Prabhu, he has a also that you have Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He said, break into the pairs. So one pair is Hare Krishna, then Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, pairs. Focus on the pairs. And Satyendra Maharaj mentioned many times, it's you focus on Hare, the first Hare, Hare Krishna. You don't miss that Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So techniques are there and we must use them. But no technique will work. I would like to conclude with this. No technique will work if we don't have that attitude of gratitude. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami used to mention that without this quality of attitude of gratitude, and what that gratitude means, Krishna, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve the taste, but you, if you like, you can give to me. If we don't have that, then techniques will fail. Because after applying so many techniques, there is a danger of becoming proud. When we become proud, we have a problem. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One second. Madhupati Prabhu, you want to say something? 1 second, please.
I was just meditating on what Ashish Prabhu was mentioning, his point, that we love Krishna, but then also why we think about it indifferently. Right? my meditation on that was just the root cause is inattentive chanting. Okay. When we are not chanting, because chanting is also the names of the Lord, is non-different than the Lord. But we are becoming too careless about it. And because we are not able to focus, and as Devkin Prabhu mentioned, the right attitude, and we are inattentive, that love becomes a lip service love, not real love.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Prabhu. On inattentive chanting, I've also forgot to say one thing. Thank you, Prabhu, you reminded me. One thing that happens to all of us, especially when we get initiated, we feel like I have a 16 rounds to chant. And everybody told me in my life that bhakti is easy. Therefore, my chanting must be easy. And we take chanting easy. But my very dear worshipable friend, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu mentions, if you hear his lectures on some, he analyzes the mind to great depth. And he was mentioning that in our conditioning where we are at, all of us, chanting is effortful, not effortless. For a pure devotee, for Srila Prabhupada, our Goswamis, our Gurus, chanting is effortless. But for all of us, chanting is effortful. We have to put so much effort. And it starts with the technique. Right? Posture. What time to sleep? What time to wake up? and tell the mind, hold on, you can't go anywhere, like in the skit we saw. Be here, be here, be here, bring the mind back, bring the... It's great effort to chant. And it must be there. Otherwise we will never accomplish our mission. Tremendous amount of effort is required, to be honest. And you please try that 1 month at a time. Please try that. See how much effort it is required. Your chanting will go from 7 minutes to almost 13 minutes. And some devotees started crying with Burijan Prabhu when in the beginning he gave this idea. They said, oh, Prabhuji, it's double the time. Mar jayenge. Because nobody has time, correct? Time is genius. So he explained, he said, in the beginning it will take more time because now you're paying attention. But slowly, slowly your speed will come. So yeah, tremendous amount of effort is required. We should take it for granted, for sure, that a lot of effort has to be put in. It's not easy. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Vaishnava Vrinda ki
jai.
Japa retreat ki
jai.